The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We were just talking yesterday how that the pandemic really seems to have increased road rage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big problem.
It's increased all rages.
Yeah.
I think it has. Like, people just are snapping.
Yeah.
You think, like,
you're right on the edge.
Like, sometimes I wonder, when we got into this pandemic, like, would it make the world a better place?
No.
Would people, like,
oh,
really,
my God.
Would
no,
people,
I never
like,
thought that.
Really appreciate things more? Would you not take things for granted as much? Would you, you know?
I feel that way, but I don't think the majority of you.
Honestly, I feel that way, too.
Yeah.
I've slowed down a bit. I'm not on my phone as much. I'm trying to be, you know.
You guys are not the norm.
We're not. I guess we're not.
No.
I thought we were, but I guess we're not. Still, proven yesterday, within the matter of, like, 10 minutes, I was almost in two accidents.
Oh, man.
So the first one, there's a really crappy entrance to the freeway over here that basically it's like five lanes that are all going different directions. Like, one's turning onto one road. The next lane's turning left onto another road. Two lanes go straight onto the highway. One lane goes to the service drive. It screws everybody up. Every time I go right.
Because no one's ever where they're supposed to be.
No one is in the right lane.
Like, oh, sorry, I never got over to the right.
Right. So
you know, seven
are
lanes ago.
Last minute trying to get into a different lane. Like, it stresses me out. Like, I try not to go that way.
Yeah.
But I had to get something yesterday, and so I went that way back, and it was like a nightmare. So, last minute, there's a ton of cars getting onto the freeway. One of these douchebags who's in the wrong lane, instead of just, you know, waiting his turn.
Yeah.
He flies up, goes on the shoulder just to sneak in front of like eight cars.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Nice.
And as a result, everyone, boom. And I'm not talking like tap the brakes.
No, they had to slam
on the brakes.
Yeah.
I came within inches of the car in front of me. And then, of course, you're looking behind you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I'm looking behind me. This woman in a white Volvo is speeding right at me. I'm
looking
like,
on her phone.
Crap.
Yep.
She got it.
She missed me by... I honestly, it set off my sensors.
Oh, man.
At my car, that I was too close
like
to something.
You were backing up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she got hit.
Oh,
yeah, because she didn't. Well, you're lucky, man.
I'm super lucky because I thought for sure it would have pushed her into my car. But,
she's got that steel Volvo. Great brakes.
That's like
and
a
tank.
It's like a big foreign lady just sits there.
Yep. You just knew about the whip.
Yep.
Boom. I think we got hit by semi. Yes, we did. He did not survive. Boom. He is dead. We are safe.
Volvo survived for sure.
Yeah. They're all good. They're fine.
We're fine. But
yeah, so she was fine, but just then like now I see her like she's now trying to pull over to the shoulder and the guy behind her is, and the guy behind that. So there's been three cars.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking that's that one douchebag up there. He's speeding. He has no idea, right?
No.
But he's gone, his fault. And it's his fault he caused this. It could have been like an 8-car accident, but it was 3.
But who gets the ticket? The person that hit the Volvo.
Right.
They're the ones
that
in trouble.
Douche up there. So shout out to the douches of the world that do that. And so that happens, and I'm like, oh, God, I just narrowly escaped that. I'm very thankful. Not even 10 minutes later, so I'm on the highway as it's coming to an end to getting downtown. The left lane I see up ahead is closed for construction. Mm-hmm. I'm in the left lane currently.
Yes.
Right? So there's a guy like way back who it looks like he's flying.
He's got places to go.
He's got places to go.
Yeah.
So he's coming in the left lane. I guess he thought I was moving out of his way.
But you
I
were
wasn't.
Getting over.
I was
over.
Getting over because I saw the lane's ending. Right?
Yeah.
So I get over.
He's like flying still?
Yeah, he's flying. He gets in the middle lane first before I can get over. Like, he wants to go around me because he's going so fast. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to stop you, but I have to get over because the lane's ending.
Yeah.
So I get over into the middle lane. He goes back to the left lane thinking he's going to beat me that way, but the lane ends.
Oh, God.
Boom, boom, boom. 3 barrels he hit.
Oh, he deserves it. He honestly deserves it.
The barrels went like sky high.
Oh, yeah.
He just smashed into the barrels.
Yeah.
It was like Donkey Kong. It was like boom, boom, boom.
Well, Jesus, Dave.
What a wild ride.
On my way home.
It's so stressful. Did you have a drink when you got home?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like a shaky drink, too. It's like,
All yours is ice.
We
finally made it home. That was a rough one.
Within 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
That happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Like people when I'm on the roads, like my brain is always just like, everybody's so stupid. It's so dangerous. Yeah. Everybody's so stupid. Everybody's so stupid. And then I'm like, okay, you'll make it. You'll just be calm.
It's so true. The people are just so dumb out there on the road.
Oh, my God. And listen, here's the thing. And all joking aside, so two road workers have been hit here in the past
week.
One has been killed and one has been injured. So, you guys, there's construction everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to save you for 2 freaking minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to take someone's life.
Yeah, think about the guy who hit the barrels, right?
There could have very easily. There was no one there.
Yeah, there could have very easily been someone right on the other side of those barrels.
Yeah.
I didn't know 2 construction workers had been hit.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, so one hit. It was not a drive-by, what do you call it? A hit and run.
Oh,
and then he eventually just turned himself in because they found his car. So he did turn himself in, I believe, yesterday. And the other one, not as serious, thankfully, but the guy was still injured, a guy in his 20s. You guys, we need them to do this for us, right?
Yeah.
I know it sucks, and you're stuck in traffic, and apparently they just get yelled at all day. Like, people put their windows down,
really?
And they're like, F you, guy! Like, they blame them.
You have to understand, people are not sane.
No.
They don't look at life in a sane way.
Right. I don't know what they think how the roads get there. I wonder what they imagine how they get there.
Well, do they think that the guy with the vest on
is the guy
who went and signed the contract with whatever municipality decided to set that up?
They believe
is that how dumb you are?
It's his project.
Is that how dumb you are?
It's his project. Yes, they're that dumb.
But then everyone bitches about the potholes. You know, fix the roads.
Right.
Fix the roads.
Roads are crap. Construction sucks. Yeah. God damn it, roads.
Oh, no one's happy.
No.
So
I had this guy. I was filling air. I had to like zen out because I had this guy that I was filling air in my tires, and he's like, "Come on, buddy!" And I was like,
"Oh, like he
I
was
took my glasses off," and I'm like, "Hey, stranger, you're my number one priority. Just want to let you know, I'm hurrying as fast as I can, bud."
Hey, stranger.
Nice Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God.
But I was like, the things that were in my head to say that went through the filter were like, my filter was like, I don't know how much we can hold back. Yeah. We're getting on the news today.
Yeah.
With this Captain America shield.
Oh, God, we're really taking a lot of curse words.
Yeah.
They were going to go after his psyche next. What?
Oh.
Insult his wife. I was like, put a little filter. Come on, dude.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. It's so hard to say.
I can picture you pulling down your sunglasses.
Hey, stranger.
I did. I was like, hey, stranger. I was like, you are my number one priority. I want to let you know. And I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
What did that person say? Filter. Anything?
He was shocked by my reaction.
Yeah,
I
didn't know what to do.
Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See, like, you should be able to go up to the guy in the Mercedes and be like,
roll down the window.
And slap him. You should be able to slap him.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it. Because I had, like, half my ass out, and I'm bending over. And I'm not like,
yeah, it's no fun.
I was very vulnerable. Yeah. I almost went fight instead of fight.
Yeah, the other day on the way to work, someone just hit their horn the whole entire way. Like, because they wanted everyone to move out of their way.
They thought it was like Moses part of the sea.
Yeah, like everyone Jesus was in Christ. Their way. And they're like, and it was the whole, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, okay, you are mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
No one has their horn the whole way to get
I love
to
the idea.
Was
that,
this on the way home? Just be like,
no. It was in the morning.
Okay, so like this is what I'm saying. So like it is, you know, before
it is like lay it on it.
Yeah. It was like, it's before six.
Right.
You know,
it's before six.
It's before six. You are in a car and you are just laying on your horn nonstop. You're insane.
Yeah.
Like, you've
right.
lost your
You're insane.
Mind. Like, I can't believe that person. What's that person like once they get to the horrible job
know.
That they hate?
I don't know.
Dude, one thing that's happened to me this
time.
He loves
right
his good sound effects.
It's hard to.
Sorry.
It's hard to find it.
The one thing that's happened to me is I've been at a red light where you couldn't go anywhere, and somebody did that to me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like a pandemic original. I'm yeah. like,
you're like, it is red as red.
There's cars. I don't know what you think. I got like a bulldozer front on the front of this Renegade. I don't know what you think I got going on here. Yeah.
Now, Bella. It could have been that the car is so it was a little bit older of a car. Maybe it was
You
broke.
Think it was broken.
Maybe
that's
it wasn't
possible.
Broke,
that's
but
possible.
That's your only way to work.
That is my favorite prank. My favorite prank that you can do to someone of all time is the when they attach the horn to the brake pedal.
Oh, yeah.
People do this that? All the time.
What?
Oh, it happens yeah. all the time. There are people they'll do it to their friends, and every
really?
Time they go to stop, it's like, ha, 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 and they're like, oh, my God,
yeah.
but you still have to stop,
yeah.
so you're
just
out.
Dealing with the horn,
and it's going off
Maybe
the whole time.
Maybe that was it,
because
it was
know.
Like when we were stopped, too. Like,
so, if, yeah, because if you
time.
Hold,
it, was
if
a
you
red
hold
light.
It down.
I mean, we're just waiting, you know, and it was, and then we'd go, and then it was... still happening. So I had to move away. I'm
well,
like this
yeah.
guy
dude,
or I don't know who it was. He'll kill me.
I've seen so many stupid things. Well, it was 2 days ago. I was like had my burrito. I'm like everything's fine.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm driving and 14 mile where I am, it's like two lanes only. And some lady was in the wrong lane, just stopped at the stoplight. So she had made it into two lanes going the same way.
Oh boy.
And I was needed to turn there. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's anarchy.
It is
I'm
anarchy.
Like, it's absolute
it
anarchy.
Is. Someone nailed it. Like, and we've said this, society has the all about me mentality now. The rules are for everyone but them. They don't give a damn about anyone else.
Yeah.
Huh. Some guy
huh.
said in Boston, our drivers and road rage aren't even that crazy. You guys have problems.
They're fine there.
People from Boston. Well, no, they're not. They said they're not
it's
even
just,
that crazy.
Yeah,
I feel like Boston. I don't know
it's
if they're.
Like that, right?
I don't know if Boston's all the way back to 100% road use, or
no.
if traffic there is still down.
I think it's still down
probably
a bit, but they still
bit.
Have traffic jams and stuff.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's like
you know what? It's not. It's still not as bad as it was.
Yeah, I think that they have aggressive drivers there, but nobody's like.
Insane.
That's it. I'm
insane.
Getting my pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
there's a lot of that.
Someone sent us an email. They used to pave roads in Florida. Said people threw bottles at us, swerved to actually try to hit us,
Jesus.
Would yell at us, flip us off. Unfortunately, that is our office, but I'd love to go to those people's offices and bitch at them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Someone else said, I live in New York. My family lives in Detroit. Every time I come visit, I have literal panic attacks driving on the highways there. I was driving with my sister. I had to take a Xanax.
New
I cannot
York.
Imagine
no.
driving those roads every day.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think there's the, because I think the New York roads are much crazier, but the chance of being physically hurt or attacked or shot, maybe the idea of that is higher when you come here.
To Detroit. Their roads just don't move, right? It's just like slow.
It's a different kind of thing you're dealing with there, because there's still crazies. And people jump out in front of the sidewalk. You know, it's just a different kind of nuts.
I've never driven in that city.
No, ever. I don't know why you would. Like,
no way.
During rush hour to get into the city, it's like bumper to bumper. Like you move like barely an inch to get in.
Yeah. Like what could take 10 minutes takes like an hour.
Yeah, like you would literally it would take you an hour to go like 10 feet. And sometimes I was like, I can't believe we've been sitting in the car for an hour right now. Mm-hmm. We've only gone this far. And then once you get actually into the city and traffic moves, it's like the most chaotic experience you've ever been in your life, because it's just constant traffic going all sorts of different directions. People everywhere, bikes everywhere, horns. You know, if they're honking at you, if they're giving you the finger, if it's somebody behind you, you know, and you're trying to. And when I was driving in there, I didn't have a GPS. GPS wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah.
I had MapQuest papers.
Oh, my God.
No. I'm like, have you gone the 4.5 miles yet? Do we need to turn? I don't know where this hotel is. It was insanity. I would never drive in New York City again.
You know what? I've been a few times, but I actually have never driven there. I've always
You fly in.
Fly in and use taxis or subways or whatever.
Yep. I had a... I think I went, like, one of the first times I went, an ex-boyfriend had driven in there. I'm like, you're driving. I'm not driving in there.
Someone said, I'm a state trooper. I just stopped someone yesterday for cutting through a construction zone that was just dirt, just so they could make a right turn because he was tired of sitting in traffic.
Jesus.
But see, I'm glad that there was a statey there to catch that guy, because I think a lot of times that douchebag gets away with it. Yeah. They do something real dumb and there's no one there. It's like, where is someone when you needed them?
Which emboldens them to continuously
to do it again.
It.
Yeah.
Someone said someone did that horn prank to my buddy leaving a concert, but he has a train horn on his truck.
No.
Couch is with us in Boston. Ouch. Hey, Couch, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. Talking about how the pandemic has seemed to increase road rage.
Well, I'm in Boston here. And, I mean, it's not really so much road rage as much as it's just aggressive drivers. I mean, you got to be able to take the initiative to get over to whichever lane you need to go. No one's really going to let you in, so you got to take it for yourself. But, you know what? Actually, it looks like I'm getting pulled over by a state trooper at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Get off the phone.
Tell them to check the freak. Yeah. Said not to give you a ticket.
Hopefully they're listening.
Sometimes, because, like, whenever they, especially up here, state troopers, they'll come in and they'll
be very nice.
You lay behind you. Sometimes they're nice. Sometimes they just give you warning. Sometimes they just want to watch and just make sure that you know, you're just not aggressively driving. You're not being a total idiot.
Are you actually? But wait, are you actually getting pulled over?
I can't tell because this guy is just riding behind me. We're both doing about 70 miles an hour. I mean, for all I know, the exit's coming up here in a half mile. He could be just going on the same exit as me.
Yeah, but he's running your plates or whatever right now, just in case.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There he goes. He just merged out. He's
he's good.
Me now.
Oh, there you go. You're good.
Woo.
Woo. That was scary.
Yep.
Man, my stress level's way too high right now, guys.
I know.
It's a Friday, bitches, and it's way too high.
All right, calm down.
I'm going to calm down.
Couch, good luck to you, man.
Anyway.
Bye, Couch.
Anyway, but like I was saying, you only get like... You only get like 200 feet maybe to merge when you get on the highway, like the Braintree split. It's terrible. Yeah, you're coming on. If you want to get to Boston, you're going to cut three lanes and no one's going to let you in. So, I mean, it's just, it's really aggressive up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Good luck to you. Don't get a ticket. That's always intimidating when a cop is riding your ass.
Yeah.
Because you're like, he's going to turn on those cherries at any second now. Yep. What am I doing? What have I done wrong?
About 5 years ago, it was real stressful for me.
Someone said Rhode Island and Connecticut have drivers that cross five lanes doing 85 just to make an exit. Kind of sound like what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Truck driver in Michigan, deal with douchebag drivers on the daily.
Yeah.
So do you realize most of the crazies listen to you guys? Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
we totally
speaking to them.
Yeah, well, I'm telling them to calm down in construction zones. I want them to listen.
I want them to hear it and be like, God, I think he's talking about me.
Yes, I am.
One crazies.
Time,
driving
home from working in Detroit, I had a 7-Eleven Big Gulp thrown at me. Let's say it was definitely not pop in there.
Oh, he filled it with urine.
With a pee-pee bomb.
It was
my God.
Yeah.
Pee-bomb.
Pee-bomb.
I don't like that.
People in Boston are like, hey, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Road rage is still horrible.
Oh, okay,
we have the nuttiest mother effers on the roads anyway.
Yeah.
It's because a lot of the East Coast has like 55 mile an hour speed limits. That would drive people crazy.
55?
There's a couple of freeways here that's the same.
When you go like 55 in this city, you do. You want to just go. Yeah. And no one does.
No, I hate 55.
Oh, yeah. I can't drive 55.
I can't.
Don't do it.
The eternal words of Sammy Hagar.
Don't do it.
A lot of people do drive 55, though. It's scary.
They have warrants.
Too slow.
They have warrants, Lisa.
Yeah.
When you have a warrant, you go 55.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I think there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, 55? What are you doing?
I know. When you get angry and think 55, you have to think about the charge that they're escaping right now. And that'll help you maybe to calm down. He may have murdered someone. I think I'll just
slow
relax.
Slow drivers are the scariest.
Yeah, they're the scariest.
I just go around them really fast.
You got
fast.
A problem? I got a pit.
I'm like, I got 0 points. I got no warrants. Bye.
Riding clean as hell down the drugs.
She's not riding
dirty. She's riding clean.
See you later.
Peace. 0 points.
I'm using this shoulder, bitch.
How many points is that big old goose egg, huh?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Tyra Banks is admitting that she is off to a rocky start on Dancing with the Stars because people have been hating her online. She put out a TikTok video last night addressing it. She said, it wasn't perfect. I've messed up. I've said the wrong words. But the thing is, I keep going. She said,
so is it like live? So she's screwing up and they can't fix it type of thing?
Right.
What she can't host? Is she a host?
Of guy.
She's hosted. Tom Bergeron, remember, was fired.
Do you know who doesn't screw up?
Yeah.
Tom Bergeron.
Tom
Bergeron's
up.
A professional.
The Burge is unflappable.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I guess she's keeps screwing up her words and she's gone to the wrong thing. And, so people are ripping her up online. And, so she addressed it last night saying that she's
working on it. I was flipping through the channels. I don't know if it was like yesterday or the day before or whenever it was. I was flipping. And then seemingly there's about to be a party on the screen. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, bah, 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 and there's people behind these tables and they're dancing. And then these big doors like opened up. Yeah. And it was her.
Uh-huh.
It was her just walking out at the beginning. And I was like, oh, stupid. And I changed it. But like, I can see why some people were like, it's like such a, it's a big moment.
Yeah.
Here comes the big, gigantic moment. Open the big, giant doors. Here she comes. And everyone's forced to dance and do their dumb little stuff. No wonder everyone hates her.
I got your attention.
Well, I was like, it was like a Super Bowl halftime show for a second. And then I was What?
They're celebrating.
What? Get this off.
What is happening? What are they about to do?
I was very excited by the intro. By her intro. Is incredible.
Oh, Bergeron. He's such a class act, he won't even bash her.
But, like, they didn't do anything like that for Bergeron. There was no, like, fireworks or, like, smoke and big giant doors.
Is it because they don't have an audience, maybe?
I think that's it.
That's it. They got to make it a little more exciting.
I'm not sure if this is her screwing up or not. It could just be her hosting. Let's listen in here for a second.
I've got it up, I think, so.
Oh, okay. Hold on here.
I think you both have it up after the head of time.
Wow. Bruno. Which couple would you like to save?
Well, this is never easy. You know, I'm basing my...
We're dancing out. We're live, Derek.
Charles, I love you so much.
The cup I'm going to save.
Jesus, can't, I can't even do it,
can't
dude.
Do it.
Can't watch even a second of it.
It's worth it for the intro.
I'm just saying, never. Intro. I mean, you've never seen a celebration that like that.
It was all bright colors, and
I was like, "What?"
Stimulating your brain,
sparkly. Was it this week two or week?
No? I don't know. Legitimately, I feel like it just happened with the last couple days.
This is what
this is.
Chuck, look at it, Chuck. It's a
no, but like, where happen. Are the guys dancing?
You missed it.
But it was like, no, but she came walking out like she was on the runway.
Yeah.
Me through the tough times when I was.
No.
Justina. F. I don't know. We're never going to find it, but.
Live from
it's the same thing.
Damn it.
Woo! Yes! Time makes sense when it's done!
But like, look, they have to pretend like that she's this great big deal.
I'm finally here.
You know?
So awful.
It's an awful thing.
It's terrible.
Lisa, can you do that every morning in here?
Woo!
Here comes Lisa!
Lisa!
Big giant doors, smoke.
Dancer.
James will be dancing.
Yeah, James is back.
Not the worst, thing.
Dance.
The Whitney Houston.
Yeah, you will.
With Lisa Wade. We're gonna feel it. Well, we might not be feeling the heat with Lisa Wade. We're gonna be dancing.
Yeah. Her husband would appreciate you not feel the heat.
Don't feel the heat. Because Lenny might want to come and pound me.
Yeah. He's a trained soldier. Probably knows how to kill you with his thumbs.
He can kill me with 27 different parts of his body.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, this family's dinners are going to be awkward. Back in February of last year, a 29-year-old woman named Fathia Abedin was driving in the UK. She was on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
She accidentally hit someone in a crosswalk and took off.
Oh.
Sped away from the scene.
But she was on her phone?
She was on her phone. Didn't realize it at the time. The person she hit, her 61-year-old father-in-law.
Oh!
No.
She hit her father-in-law.
Jesus, oh, my.
Christ. I feel so bad if you hit
and,
your father.
And you hit and run. That is awkward.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Thanksgiving.
Well, and then, like, you're covering it up.
Oh, this is bad. Maybe I shouldn't.
You killed her? She killed her?
No. Have we talked about it? Have you hit a family member? With your car? That's probably never come up, right?
I don't think that. I think it's pretty rare.
We say that sometimes.
Yeah, the only person I've known.
Calls of,
yeah, exactly.
I bet there's
did we
no
talk
one
about
listening.
It when we talked about Amber hitting you?
Yeah, that's what we may have.
But like hit.
She
like,
hit
like,
your car.
She hit the car, but yeah. Your body.
Like hit your body.
Yeah, like hit
have
and
you run over a family member?
Oh, have you run over?
That didn't end in fatality. That didn't end in death. Can that be the disclaimer?
What about a paralysis?
No.
I think you're still alive, James.
Nothing dark-sided.
Well,
have you hit a family member with your car, like their body?
Mm-hmm.
If
and
you
they
have,
lived and everything
and
was
lived,
happy,
it
ever
worked
ever.
Out okay. 1-855-954-6969.
Too many parameters.
1-855-954-6969 or text 46969 if you
did
hit
you plow
a
and kill a family member.
Anyway, so her 61-year-old father-in-law was seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that would be enough to get you to confess. It wasn't. She didn't come clean. In fact, she then tried to cover it up. She deleted texts. She came up with alibis. Mm. And then when they just kind of figured it out, she said that she had an asthma attack. When they didn't believe that, she said she had temporary amnesia. Oh, no.
Oh, it happens.
It's amnesia.
Yeah.
She was in court this week, and her family was there. Including her father-in-law, he actually even wrote a letter supporting her and forgiving her.
Yeah, so he was cool about it.
He eventually, I guess, was cool about it.
Came in like full body cast in the courtroom.
Imagine the stuff he's saying, though, about like whoever he thought.
Right. Like, you know, it's a piece of garbage. That piece of trash. I'll kill him if I ever meet him. I'll kill him. I swear to God, they just drove off. Shattered my
car just like yours. Had a car exactly like yours.
That's hilarious.
Oh, geez. Swear to God, what are the chances?
It's a popular model.
I guess. I've never seen one of those before.
It's,
oh, they have it on video?
Yeah, they have it.
Oh,
she blasted them too. It looked
she was moving,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
One of them was the actual video, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that is, but that. Oh, yeah. Right
there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She hit him hard.
He got crunched. Let's see it in action here.
Yep.
Working on my night move.
And across the street. Crosswalk.
There he goes. He checks.
On a night move.
Oh, my God.
Gets.
Oh, my God. Part of him is over here. What is that part?
That's my shoes.
You always lose your shoes when you get hit that hard. You
How
do.
Does it knock you right out of your shoes?
Because he flew 40 feet in the air.
She blasted.
I got to be honest, it hurts. You know, you think getting hit was the worst part, but then when she followed it up by running over my legs and back, that was the worst part. Nobody
never stopped.
And she never stopped. She never put the brakes on.
It's
look,
hard. It's hard
watch. You can see the brakes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Yeah, she barely even paused.
Yeah. She just kept on going.
My Reeboks.
In fact, the guy behind was like, what the hell?
Yeah, the guy.
I guess I should stop. A human just flew 40 feet in the air. It's not like a fast street either. Like, no. And honestly, it shows you, like, you don't really have to be cooking that fast to really send somebody flying, huh?
Oh.
No.
Because what do you think she was driving there? 45?
Yeah. 30 to
50?
40. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but max?
That'll still smoke That's you. It's vehicle versus fast. Human.
Man. Poof.
Direct hit.
Oh, both shoes went. Look, one shoe's
yeah, one
over
shoe
there,
went,
one shoe's
yeah.
over there. Tie your shoes.
No, it doesn't matter. Your shoes can be tight.
They come flying off, Dave.
Do. You're right, though, too.
They always do.
They fly off.
That's your crazy. Shoes are just barely hanging on right now.
There's a lot of people on the phones, too.
Yeah, oh, there
of
is.
Course.
There is.
Of course.
18 months she was jailed for, by the
she
way.
She should be.
Even though her father-in-law wrote a letter supporting her and forgiving her, she still got 18 months in prison. But you're right. She absolutely should be. Because he could have died. Like, she could have killed him, no question. She didn't even pause to see what happened.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to stop.
Have you hit a family member with your car?
Oh, my God.
Their body.
Yeah. No
and
death or paralysis.
Where they didn't die or get paralyzed. We'll start in Cape Coral with Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up? So I was teaching my brother how to drive stick, and at the end of it, he was pulling the car into the carport, and he stalled. And then when he stalled, the car pushed forward, and it hit me, knocked me over. And then I was fine, but when I got up and he got out of the car, I gave him a good sock in the head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you
got
punch
him.
Your brother.
What were your injuries?
He said he was fine. It just hit him a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. He just stalled the car out. He dumped the clutch, and the car just jumped forward, and it hit me in the leg, and I just fell forward.
Okay.
All right. See, that's fine.
Nothing brutal.
See,
that's exactly what you wanted.
That was in the parameters.
Yeah. That's what you wanted.
Someone said,
how can all stay that way?
Had an ex hip check me with a Jetta in the middle of an argument. So, yeah, we broke up right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Hip check.
Yeah, like a little reverse. Bam!
Yeah,
get you with a trunk.
This person said, my sister ran over my legs as I was holding onto the car door. We were drinking and got into a fight.
Mm.
She was trying to leave. I grabbed the door. She took off. I lost my grip and fell. She ran over my legs.
That's how it happens.
How are those legs?
I was super sore.
Super sore the next day. Ruined my new jeans.
See, that's what
you bitch, you ruined my jeans.
Your legs sometimes can take the weight of a car, it seems.
Yeah, I think they can, yeah.
Probably if you don't tense up, if you're all drunk and loosey-goosey.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because,
You got to be loosey-goosey, though.
You got to be loosey-goosey.
I think sometimes it goes over there. Sometimes, depending on which way your legs are.
Yeah. Yeah, because that guy was on his stomach and it ran his back, which I'm sure is not ideal for the
I don't
knees.
Know about this. The only words I just saw were blind grandma.
Uh-oh.
Dalton.
Uh-oh.
Dalton.
Hey, guys. Penis and balls.
Penis to you. Your incident you're telling us about involved your blind grandma?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
My blind grandmother had come into town to visit us. And she wanted to go shopping, and so my mom was going to take her out. And my mom says, all right, Grandma, you stay here. I'm going to back out the car.
Oh, no.
And once I back out the car, you can, well, I'll take you around and we'll, I'll put you in the seat there.
Uh-oh.
And she had a seeing eye dog that apparently decided that she needed to move pretty much dead behind said car.
Uh-oh.
Over and, here, okay.
I'm going to trust you, dog.
Thanks, Wolfie. She hears just like a little ping on the back of the car. She's like, all right, now I probably should stop and check that one out. And when she gets out, Grandma's in the middle of the yard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it knocked
Grandma
blind Grandma
far.
Grandma
was going to get run over.
Oh, yeah, so she scurried.
Grandma
she's
thought
scurried.
She was going to get run over, so she just started rolling like a gator.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
A blind gator.
Roll, just like the Tommy.
Yeah.
Right.
Get out of the way.
Dog got fired.
Yes. That's the seeing eye dog.
Dog got fired. They went shopping. It was all good. Grandma was fine. We laugh about it now. Grandpa didn't find it nearly as funny as we did at the time.
Oh, my God, no. You almost
killed. Your grandmother had to roll out of the way. You remember? Remember when she death rolled out of the way?
I never thought I'd see it.
We fired that dog. We blamed the dog.
We killed the dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the dog doesn't know.
No.
Well, the dog failed, though. The dog is now just someone's pet. A great pet.
Don't leave Grandma behind a moving vehicle, probably.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Dog's like, I don't understand cars.
Yeah. They don't train us for that.
No.
Someone said, my mom accidentally backed up and hit me with the car when I was a kid. She only stopped because she heard me screaming. She could hear me from under the car.
Oh, my goodness, Mom.
Luckily, I ended up being okay.
Yeah. Mm. Scary.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Well, geez.
I'm glad you finally moved the car. So I can get out from here.
You get whatever you want.
Right.
When mom runs over you with the car, right?
I think we're going to Toys R Us. Maybe correct? On account of my chest burns from the muffler.
I found this number in the phone book. Something about child protection. Hate for it to fall in the wrong hands.
Yeah, you milk that for all the foods you love.
New Nintendo Entertainment
System. New video game system.
Pretty sweet, I hear.
It would be a shame if I only got one game. You probably need about six.
That's right. I'm going to need four controllers, too.
What do you think? I mean, thank God it didn't happen. How do you think the Bryster would have reacted if he ran you over with the car by mistake?
He would have said, it's my fault.
I was going to say, I think some parents would go the other way, right?
He would have said, it's my fault. Like, yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
They blame the kid. Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. Number one, would he have stopped?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes. He wouldn't have known. He wouldn't have known. A big Buick.
My dad would have been like, don't be a bitch just because you're like,
get up. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad is deaf. He never would have even heard.
No. Right?
Hopefully he would have felt a bump or something.
I will say this. I know my dad, he'd feel terrible because when we were super young and he still had the Monaco, he closed his door and my sister was holding on to the thing and she got one finger caught in the door and it I don't know if it's like a daughter thing or whatever, but it messed the Bryster up. It messed the Bryster up. And she was fine. It wasn't even broken or anything, but it was so trapped guilty. And he felt so bad. I'm like, ha ha ha! But that wouldn't have happened to me.
You would have been like, dummy.
He cared about my sister.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're going back to the phones here. We're talking about have you accidentally hit a family member and they made it? That's what we really are focusing on here. No death stories or paralysis, please. Back to the phone lines. In Fort Myers, we have Kyle with us. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Out of all the things I've tried to call in for, it's probably my most shameful one.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I was out on the golf course playing with my dad. We were in separate carts.
Amazing.
And was going to drive by him, and he was getting out of the cart, struck his whole left side of his body, spun him around, and he hit the ground. It was definitely not intentional. And his whole arm blew up like a big watermelon. His elbow was swollen for about a week or two. Ooh. And, he just went to urgent care to get checked out other than that. But, yeah, it was just golf. We golfed the rest of the day.
I didn't stop.
He muscled through it, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Even with his watermelon arm.
Yeah, yep. He-Man arm, but...
makes it hard to swing. Yeah.
Fallon's in Boston. Hi, Fallon.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Talking about hitting a family member with your car.
So when I was in elementary school, we lived on a cul-de-sac, like dead-end road, and my mom would drive us up to the bus stop at the top of our street. She'd get up to the top of the street, pull a U-turn so that when we got on the bus, she could just drive back down the street. As she's making a U-turn in the main road, me and my brother are sitting in the front seat together, and the door must have not latched all the way. So as she turns, the door flings open. My brother falls out of the car, and he's hanging on by the, like, unbuckled seatbelt that he, like, leaned into as he fell. His face is right by the tire, and the only reason my mom stopped is because I started screaming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she would have run over his little head.
Yeah, he would have been squashed.
Oh, my God.
That's when she's rethinking, like, I shouldn't have been a mother. I should have been a
mother. Yeah. And your kids holding on
everybody
to a seatbelt like a stuntman.
I made a big mistake. I can't handle this. My kid just fell out of the car.
Cars must have been different back then. Like, it was much... You always hear about how easy it was for people to, like, just roll right out.
I witnessed my uncle.
I know.
Fall. I was 10. My aunt turned a corner. My uncle flew out of their duster onto the road.
That's why they have so many safety things now where you can't, it won't open. All these, you know.
They didn't have it back then. Yeah.
They had a problem with that door. It wouldn't always close right.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, she took the corner so hard. He rolled out. Oh, my uncle Jim never let her.
And you were in another car watching?
We were in the car behind.
Oh, my God. Were you just like, apples and cinnamon?
Uncle Jim! He's lying in the middle of the intersection.
Yes.
Cars flying by.
Yep.
Look, Uncle Jim! Uncle Jim!
You could fall out back then.
Yes.
You could just
my
fall
aunt kept
right
going, up. And then she, like, pulled into, like, a McDonald's. I'm like,
it's so traumatizing.
We picked up Uncle Jim in our car.
You had to get him. You recovered.
Yeah. Oh, he was so mad. It was probably good. He was so mad at my aunt Ann. So mad.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Jim! Uncle Jim, get in!
Oh, God.
Yeah, my mom had a duster as well, and that thing, was not the best car in the world.
Donnie's in Fort Myers. Donnie, what's your story?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, man.
Hey, okay, so I live in Florida, so typical Florida man. My wife's uncle, he loved to smoke, and whenever he would smoke, he would really, really trip out, and he would always think stuff was after him. So one night, he said the police were after him, so we're like, you know what, whatever, Buster. So we all go inside and leave Buster to his own devices. So we go inside, and the next morning, my wife wakes up and pulls out of the driveway to go to work and feels a bump. It doesn't see the road, so she just keeps on going. Next thing we know, Buster running inside says, that MF-er just ran me over.
Buster,
I mean, don't sleep in the road.
Out outside in the road.
You're going
to
be
hard to feel sorry for the
Buster,
the uncle that has always passed out on the lawn. Right?
Yeah, I know I have a drug problem, but
everybody's got.
Sometimes
one.
People sleep in the road.
Yep,
you're right. Everyone does have that.
Someone said my dad tried to stop me from going somewhere in my car. He stood in front of it and wouldn't move, so I backed up. Well, then he ran and jumped on the hood of my car, so I took off. Well, he rolled over the top of the car and off the back.
See ya.
Oh, my God.
You better just keep driving.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, Dad ended up with just a few bumps and bruises. I had the most fun time that day because I knew when I got home, my ass was grass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better live. Live like it's your last night on earth.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to go back, enjoy that day.
I ran over my dad today.
Oh, here's some drinks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. Here's all the pills.
Yeah, I'm going to take them.
Every one of them. This guy said, I actually tried a Tommy Boy move to drive away while my dad was peeing on the side of the road. but I ended up running his foot over.
Oh, while he was peeing.
Goodness. Jeez, poor bastard. A few more quick calls. We're talking about this story out of the UK this morning. A hit-and-run driver didn't realize she hit her own father-in-law. She just had her day in court yesterday. How have you hit a family member that didn't prove fatal? Stephanie is in Boston. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What happened?
So, after a night of drinking, I woke up the next morning and went to go step off my bed and just fell to the ground. And I'm like, what the hell happened last night? And my boyfriend at the time says, you promise you won't be mad at me? And I'm like, oh, God. He says, well, we were parked. You tried to get out of my car when we were fighting. And the car was in neutral, a 5-speed car. He got out to try to chase me. And the door knocked me over and completely rolled over both of my legs, but didn't break anything.
You don't remember?
It was hell of a night.
I have no memory. And just so many bruises.
Well, maybe she was concussed. I know. I don't have any memories of when I got concussed.
Maybe,
as well.
That's it. Maybe.
I have no memory of that time.
Booze and the concussion.
Yeah, concussion is racist.
But she's one of those girls that gets drunk and then gets out of the car at the fight.
Oh, boy. Yep. Just drive away is what I've learned.
You got to drive.
Just drive away.
Hey, you got one of them. Decide I'm slow. Just no. Be like, baby, please.
Just keep going. Let's You're go. Wrong. You just drive away.
Yeah. Tian, how you doing?
That's when you know.
Hitting you. Penis.
Balls. What happened with you?
So my mother had actually ran me over. We were skipping school one day. And I was reaching out of the car to grab one of my toys, and she thought I was in, buckled in, door shut. No. I fell out of the car on my stomach, and she runs over my ankle.
Oh, my God.
How's that ankle?
Ankle, yeah, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's That's funny. Good. It's kind of like a family tradition, because my mother's ran me over, and my cousins have gotten ran over by their cousins. Well, by their mothers, so it's... Yeah, exactly.
You guys are genetically predisposed
to run each other over.
Run each other over.
Yeah. Bad predisposition.
Exactly.
No, that's no good.
The name Daryl Runover Family.
You ran over your dad, Nomad?
I did, and my uncle.
Like at the same time?
At the same time. Okay, here's the poop. Okay. I'm like 12, 14, somewhere around that age, real young. And, down in Virginia, they love for you to drive. They want to teach you how to drive early.
Yeah.
And we're driving through the mountains. We're groundhog hunting. And they're riding on the hood of the car. And we hit a big-ass bump. And they fell off. I hit both of them. But, just... like maybe in the hip or whatever, no damage. But, I drove on past there, and my other uncle, who's sitting shotgun, is like, hey, dude, I think we better go back there and check on him.
Just a Virginia weekend.
Yeah. That's how it rolls.
Yeah, you probably should.
You guys locked
on.
And loaded? Get on the hood. We're going to have the 12-year-old drive, and we are going to go hunt us some groundhogs.
Chase them!
Nomad's had a hell of a life.
Yes, he has.
Like, Nomad's.
Oh, my God. And that's why,
it's
right?
Different.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a 12-year-old Virginia hunting driver.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yep. That's part of his upbringing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That leads you to trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, your dad ran you over.
Yes.
How did that happen?
And blamed it on my sister. My sister was having a birthday party, and he, was giving little rides with the trailer behind the lawnmower, and I decided that I didn't want to ride in the lawnmower, so I went to step out, but stepped on the tire, and he took off and ran me over.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I was two.
Oh, no.
God, that's terrible.
Luckily, okay. Oh,
Yeah. I mean, I still have big scars on my legs and my ankles just from the skin getting torn off. But yeah, to this day, he still blames my sister.
Oh,
my older sister.
Can't take credit for
it. Yeah, no.
Seeing your child's legs ripped to pieces.
Yeah,
he's tough for dad.
Yeah,
hard to admit.
Wasn't
he did
me.
That.
Wasn't me.
Couldn't have done that.
Wasn't me. It was your sister did it. Now that I think about it.
Speaking of sisters, Drew, you hit your sister?
Yes, I did when I was younger. My dad had recently got me one of those little battery-powered motorcycles.
Okay.
And I was going down the hill by my house. It's a very steep hill. The motorcycle tops out around 30 miles an hour. And my sister is a couple years younger than me, thought it would be a funny idea to run in the road and try to stop me when I would try to go around her either way. Mm. And instead of hitting the brakes, I hit the gas and ended up flying straight into her, knocked her right on her A, and went right over her. And I tried stopping at that point, and the tire just dragged all over her torso, all over the side of her face. She went to the hospital with skid marks in the side of her face. Oh. And till this day, she still holds it against me that I can't drive.
She's got a different face now, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's going to stick with you.
You screech to a halt on her cheeks.
Your tire burned her cheeks off, dude.
That's hard to forgive.
Yep.
I'd have a tough time. Every time I looked in the mirror, I'd be like, "That damn.
Yeah, what's on your cheek?"
Motorcycle.
Gave me a monster cheek. Yeah. Thanks.
Jared's in New Hampshire. Hi, Jared. What happened with you?
Hey, what's going on?
We're good, man.
Two quick stories. I got to go back to work, but the first story, I had an old motorcycle, and my brother, he gets in his car. It's parked in the garage. I'm on the other side of the garage, and he actually reverses through the garage, hitting me. I'm stuck under the car, under the bike.
Oh, no. You're pinned.
Yeah. I'm pinned. So he gets out freaking out. I'm like, okay, calm down. I can't believe I have to be the calm guy in this situation. First of all, just gets his car off me. So he gets it off me. Nothing serious. Just had some exhaust burn on my leg. Nothing too bad.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
If you get run over and you just are a little burned on the leg or something like that.
Yeah, a little burn. Yeah.
Got a bruise. Mm. You're doing all right.
Yeah. If you have your cheek scraped off, that's
worse.
That's bad. Consider yourself lucky. We started talking about this story, a hit-and-run driver who hit her own father-in-law, and kind of come full circle. The last text here, I reversed over my mother-in-law. Mm. I got her foot. Complete accident, but I hate that bit, so it kind of felt good.
Yeah. Well, still hurt her.
I got out of the car to see if she was okay, I could not fake being scared or sorry about it. Everyone could tell I have one of those faces that shows my emotion, so I couldn't even hide it. It almost caused my husband and I to get a divorce. His sisters wanted to beat me up. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, are you okay?
Yeah. He was probably just like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Jeez.
It's your foot.
It's just the foot.
You're fine.
Yeah, and you cannot laugh. I have a real weird thing that happens to me in some really, like, the darker the situation, the more I want to laugh sometimes.
Like an uncomfortable laugh.
You know, some people have that, and it rears its ugly head in the weirdest of times.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I can keep it together. But sometimes, like, you know, my mom will be telling me a story about someone almost passing, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
You just start laughing.
Horrible. So I imagine that, right? That you get out, you're like, oh, mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Your foot's gone.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Because no one would believe you because everyone kind of, like, everyone behind the scenes would know you're not, you don't like them.
Right.
That much.
Yeah.
And so they'd never believe you.
No, not at all.
That you didn't mean it.
All right. In other news this morning, this was not a happy meal for this fella. A McDonald's customer is suing after he got hurt biting into a chicken McNugget. He cracked one of his teeth on a nugget, he says.
You know how this goes.
Because there was a piece of bone inside one of the nuggets.
Oh.
Alexei Stolfat is suing for $1.1 million.
That's how much you need.
I have perfect teeth before these nuggets.
Look at me now.
Look at this. Like parrot teeth.
This happened at a West Palm Beach McDonald's. He says he felt pain in his mouth and suffered headaches for 3 days after biting into this McNugget that had a bone in it. After going to the dentist, he reportedly discovered that his tooth was cracked in two places and needed surgery. McDonald's was not available to offer further comment. Not only does he want $1 million, he wants them to recall all the McNuggets.
Well, yeah, they're not going to do that.
Nugget recall.
I want to take down all of Nuggets.
Right now, to think about how many McNuggets would have to be recalled.
Millions.
Oh, my.
Millions.
A billion?
They just rolled out the new spicy one, so they got double the volume.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't think that's going to happen. I also, how is there a bone in it?
I know that
it's just pink slime.
Scoop.
Yeah, it's the sludge.
It's all white meat chicken. it's white meat chicken. There's bones in there sometimes.
I'd be as McDonald's, be like, wow, people will know there's actual chicken in here.
Yeah,
right. Yes, that's right. There was a bone in it. Because we used nothing but real chicken bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Real chickens have real bones.
We're going to pay this guy a couple $100. Sometimes real bones get in your real chicken nuggets.
He appears in the next commercial. He's like, bah, 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 bah. I'm loving zits.
Yeah, he's got matching McDonald's Adidas outfit. Yeah,
with a gold chicken nugget necklace.
Exactly.
Are they giving me a chicken nugget shaped backpack?
Well, you see those commercials for the McMillionaires, right?
Yeah.
McMillionaire.
Yep. Alexei will be a McMillionaire.
I cannot wait for this Minneapolis Times.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Russian nugget guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got like a big chunk out of his tooth still. Yeah. It's gold or it's gold. Yeah, no, it's just gold.
They give me a little arch right here.
Look at that. M is a diamond.
By the way, I had my chip tooth fixed.
Oh, yeah.
They just put something in there. Fix that right up.
That's good, man.
It's only a tiny little chip, but I did feel like I should have been, you know, having a straw hat on and drinking moonshine.
It's scary.
Chipping a tooth. Luckily, it's back to normal.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.